Who else is on already? Hi, Mitch. I heard Ron. Were you about to say somebody else as well, or?
I think Keith Bennett.
Yeah, I'm here.
Keith. Okay, great. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. And maybe joining us, but late.
Okay, and I know we're missing both Patty and Lyle today. Good morning, Richard.
Elizabeth, hi, how are you?
Hi, doing pretty well.
Good. Just you and me so far?
No.
Oh.
I think we've got Keith Bennett, yourself,
cool.
Lori, Mitch, and Ron. I don't think I've missed anyone. Todd, hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
Okay. It's a bright and beautiful day.
Hey, Carol. Good morning.
Good morning.
Has it actually cleared off out your way, Todd?
Oh, I don't know.
No, because we're still...
I don't look out my window much. I have to open the blinds.
We've still got the marine layer here.
Oh, it's kind of marine layer kind of thing.
Yeah.
But any day...
Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Good morning, Dick. Yeah, we can hear you okay.
Morning.
Okay.
All right. Who are we missing at this point? We still don't have imaging. Patty indicated that Chris should be joining us. We will not have atmospheres. Is Steve on travel or something, Ron?
Hughes?
I just haven't heard from him in a couple of days. I was wondering if he's out.
He just sent an email.
Oh, he did. Okay.
I know he's back.
All right. Okay. That's right. I did get one from him yesterday. Okay. We don't have NAIF. So how many nodes are we missing? One, two... NAIF and imaging at the moment? Okay, we can probably start. All right, let me see if I can find my agenda. That would help.
And Ralph stole out?
I think, yeah, Lori, you said she'd probably be joining us late. Is that correct?
That's correct. She's still dealing with some server issues over here at Maryland, so when she gets that done, she'll join.
Okay. Any preference on whether or not we go through and do the status on our existing SCRs or finish off a list of prioritizing first? I'd be inclined to go through and get the status on the current SCRs, if that's okay with everybody.
Works for me.
Okay, that means we start with 1117, which is the bad formation rule in the date keywords. Anne's name is nominally on that, but I did the latest rewrite. I don't know whether anybody got a chance to read the version 2 of that. What I basically did, Todd had had, this has been sitting around for a while. We haven't been working on it for a few months. Anne had initially pointed out that there... Oh, Patty, you made it.
No, I'm leaving, and Chris is on his way, so he'll be here in just a couple minutes.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, 1117. Anne had originally pointed out that the mission start date and mission stop date had in the description a date time value rather than strictly a date value, and she requested that get changed. The follow-up comments pointed out that in addition to Anne's suggestion of having the date as the traditional year, month, day value, the day of year format for date is also permitted. Todd then went and researched and found some more date values that also had problems. So what I finally did is I went through and found all of the date keywords and indicated whether or not there was any problems with their current definition. And that's what the current version of the SCR shows. Okay, so we ended up with, and here we are, one more Wednesday morning and my computer's refusing to work. Okay. What we basically ended up with is several keywords that had the same problem that Anne initially found, which is that the value shown in the description field was incorrect. For the most part, those that had a formal formation rule were correct, except that they didn't include the day of year format. And then there's one date keyword, which is the start Julian date, which is described as integer, and the general data type is actually set to integer. From what I can tell, that start Julian date keyword has actually been superseded by a start Julian date value keyword, and I'm wondering if we should just be making that one obsolete. Anyway, the main question that I would have on this, I would like people to go through and see the proposed changes, but the major question I've got is whether or not there are some of these dates that we should be restricting just to a year, month, day format, or whether the year, day of year format is valid for all of them. Has anybody had a chance to read this? Anybody want to discuss anything on here?
Well, I haven't had a chance to read it, but I was just looking at it. It's a nice looking SCR. I like the table that summarizes all the different ways dates were put into the description. But is the intent to put in the description an example for all of those that you listed?
No.
Or just correct those that are wrong?
Yes, exactly. Those that already include something in the description. Actually, no. In fact, I think my proposal was to remove formation rules from the description completely and to have it populated instead in the formation rule description field, which is machine accessible rather than human readable in the description field. In fact, yeah, under my proposed changes, I suggested we remove these from the description field, put them in the formation rule description, and then move the formation rule up so it's just beneath the description on the online interface so that it's more visible. Right now, it basically gets hidden down beneath the point where the window, below what the window usually shows. So you have to scroll down in order to get to it.
Okay, so you, Elizabeth, you're not offering to change any of the rules. You're just going to put them in the right place.
Basically, yeah. Well, okay, put them in the right place and then change those ones that have a date time value in the description to strictly a date value.
And you know that it's supposed to be a date because it says so already in the formation rule. Right.
Because it's a date class keyword, and the general data type is date.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you're just basically making corrections.
Yeah.
Things okay.
Yeah. The one thing that I'm suggesting changing, and I would like some input back on this, is the start Julian keyword. Should we be adding, changing the status type of that to obsolete? And that's something I need feedback from. This is not a keyword I've ever used.
Oh, I've seen it before, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't think I've used it before, but in principle, I like what you're suggesting, replacing that with start Julian date underscore value and presumably stop underscore.
Yes, there is a stop Julian date value, but there's no stop Julian date. So, yeah, the stop one already does exist in the correct format.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what start Julian date value means.
Well, it is a start Julian date. The problem is that the date class word doesn't allow us to use an integer format for a keyword. And so somebody stuck value on the end in order to be – and it actually is not, it's not a bad solution because values are supposed to measure quantity of something. And a Julian date essentially is measuring the quantity of days since a certain point in time. It's not a bad solution, frankly.
Yeah, Julian – doesn't you can't use a date format, so we don't want to finish the keyword with date. We need something else in there.
I just want to And why wouldn't just be Julian value? But.
Yeah, that could have been another possibility. I mean, but like I say, these keywords are already in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Julian value wouldn't be a good solution because that quantity is called the Julian date, called the Julian value.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Okay.
And we're not adding new keywords, which is nice. All we're doing is saying, okay, you got two options here. Don't use this one anymore.
Yeah.
Could
okay.
you change the keyword just by removing the underscore between Julian and date?
Oh, that would work.
Smudging it together?
Start underscore Julian date.
Hey, that's a nice solution.
Okay, now, again, this keyword is already out there. It's been in the dictionary for a while.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, I see. We don't want to make a new one.
So I'm a little hesitant to change it. Is the small bodies community the one that's been using this most likely, Lori?
You know, I'm not sure.
We certainly use Julian dates a lot.
We use Julian dates in a lot of the data label files, but I don't know.
I don't recall ever using this keyword.
Right.
Okay, let me see if I can find out where this came from. Start. Where are you? Start Julian date. Oopsie, wrong one. Start. I just had it. Where did it go? Start Julian date value is from Ann Rao, and it was entered back in October of 2006.
Yeah, that's the key point. Rather than cleaning up start Julian date, we have an alternative keyword that's in the data dictionary that doesn't have this problem. That would be start Julian date value. And all she's actually saying is let start Julian date be deprecated and let everybody use start Julian date value instead of that for future data sets.
Yeah.
Keyword, there's no keyword to add. All we're doing is trying to make this one, which is inappropriate, obsolete.
Yep.
But a lot less work than anything else I'm hearing.
Are we ready to vote on this, SCR? I mean, the proposed changes all make sense. I'd like to read it before I vote, and I haven't read it.
Yeah, I'm fine with putting this out for an email vote, and that gives people time to go through and read it, if that's okay with everybody, rather than forcing everybody to vote now, because I didn't mark it as a vote, SCR, on the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not hearing requests for any major changes at this stage. Just go ahead and put it out for a vote. And if people do find some major issues, please, you know, send that back via email or on the blog, and we'll do what we need to do to make this work. All right. Okay. So I'll note that as something to go out for a vote. Let's see what's the next one on the agenda. Would be 11:18. Okay, Dick, do you want to discuss what the current plan is on 11:18 and 11:37? Why don't you just take the two of them together?
11:18 was to resolve some problems with the way we describe documentation in the standards reference, the PAG and the APG. And the decision was to go with a fairly generic description of the documentation requirements, and we would have I've forgotten what we're going to call it, actually. Archive Description Documentation. I think that's what it is, an ADD. So I think we have spread that through the APG and the PAG, and that's basically consistent with what we've got in the standards reference. The last couple of go-arounds have been to deal with typos and other problems that we found in the PAG and the APG as we've gone along. And a couple of weeks ago, I consolidated the typos into 11:18 and put the other change requests, which were mostly to get rid of examples which had various problems, into 11:37. Now, Mitch came up with a whole new set of requests last night. I have no objections to those, but I don't know how many times we want to keep going through this. That's basically the status. We actually approved 11:18 last time, wanted to make 11:37 go along with it, so the Management Council would only have to look at these documents one time rather than two. And the vote today was to reapprove the revised 1118, approve the corrections in 1137, and then we have to figure out what to do with Mitch's request.
Okay. Has everybody who cares had a chance to go through and review the changes that have been made?
By the way, I have no objections to Mitch's changes, but I just see a continuing problem here with scheduling a vote, getting new changes, postponing it 2 weeks, just cycling through that over and over again. We've done it a couple of times already.
Okay.
I would actually suggest that we approve it as it is and with some sort of caveat that says, okay, people have 2 more days or whatever. I need to have you make at least one of the changes that I put in to get the wrong location for the node. But I don't know that any of these were anything that required voting on. They're editorial fixes. They're not substantive.
Well, the problem is both the APG and the PEG were approved by the Management Council, so we can't take their vote away from them.
Well, what we can do is approve either 1118 or 1137 with the lien, which includes all of Mitch's changes. I guess the issue is there anybody else out there who has not gone through these documents that intends to do so in detail? And
I have a question.
Sure.
We approved 1118 last time, so
right.
What's happening?
Okay, what's basically happened is since 1118 was approved, and that was version 3, Dick has rolled the editorial changes into 1118 in order to make 1137 just the substantive changes.
So we're just going to ignore the fact that it was already approved and try to get it approved again with the changes.
Right.
I'll make a formal motion to reconsider 1118. You can do that.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, usually it's done when people vote something down and you want to try a second time. We've approved it, but you can also move to reconsider something that's been approved.
Yeah, I'm just kidding a bit, but I don't mind changing our protocol a bit just to get this, kind of have everybody happier with the final solution.
I have no objection. I was just confused.
I think basically we're all just hoping to get these things done and get them out the door. And the issue basically is how we've broken down the changes. Good morning, Ann.
Hey, did you miss me?
Yep. We're talking about 1118 and 1137. These are the two APG and PEG SCRs.
Okay.
Brief summary. 1118, since we approved it, we approved version 3. Dick has moved all of the typographical and sort of editorial corrections into 1118. In order to make 1137 just about the substantive changes to the two documents.
Okay.
Mitch has since come up with a list of additional corrections that need to be made. So what we're trying to figure out is how to move forward. I think the proposal that's on the table is we're going to reconsider 1118. In other words, we're going to vote to approve version 4, which will include the changes that Dick has made, plus the lien, including Mitch's changes. And then we're also going to vote on 1137, and the two of them will be presented together to the MC, so they only have to read through the documents once.
All righty.
Is
Mitch send those changes out? Or
sure, Mitch's
I can't
changes, is that what
it,
you're saying?
But yeah, the changes that Mitch...
Sure.
I didn't send them to the whole group, just to Elizabeth, Dick.
Okay, let me read through them real quickly. The first change is in the PEG. There is it's the location of, what, the rings node?
Yeah.
Is listed in the old document at NASA Ames Research Center. He wants that changed to SETI and NAIF. Great, we got everybody.
Sorry about that.
Not a problem. I'm just, let me see. I've got to add you two. Okay, there's Boris and Anne. Great, okay. Sorry, Boris, I will again summarize. We are talking about 1118 and 1137, which are the two APG and PEG SCRs. 1118 is the one that we approved either 2 or 4 weeks ago, which was at version 3.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, Dick has moved the typographical and editorial changes into that SCR in order to make 1137 just the substantive changes to the two documents.
Okay.
And again, since that point, Mitch has come up with a list of new corrections, which I'm about to read through. The proposal on the table is to reapprove 1118 version 4 this time with the lien, including Mitch's changes, and also approve 1137 and then submit the two of them together to the MC. Okay, so that's where we are.
Good things.
Okay, so the first change I mentioned was changing location of the rings node from NASA Ames to SETI. The second is an inconsistency between the PEG and the APG. The PEG refers to the Mission Archive Specialist. The APG uses the term Mission Archive Coordinator, and Mitch wants us to make the two documents consistent. He prefers the coordinator term, but we just basically need to choose one. Any strong feelings either way?
I think Rita would prefer scientist.
Okay, any other opinions? Okay, real quick, what do we want to go with, scientist or coordinator?
Scientist is fine. I looked at it and I didn't see that there was an advantage to one or the other in terms of the amount of changes. It's just going to be a global go through and change a phrase.
Okay, Dick, can you take down a note then that we're going to go with mission scientist on that one?
Yeah.
Okay. The minor edits consisted of, let me see, the APG. I guess in the page 5, section 1.1, purpose, there's someplace it says discipline nodes, DNs, following that without having the DNs in parentheses. So Mitch was just saying you need to put that in parentheses. Your planetary data systems needs to be made just single, your planetary data system. Page 17, what have we got? Second column, object.
Yeah, this was in the sample label.
Right. Oh, there's an incorrectly formatted date time or date value. You need to add a zero instead of a dash and a date. That's just a correction. Section 322, change. MER-1 is the instrument host. ATXS is the instrument, and the data was collected at Mars. 2, where MER-1 is the instrument host. This looks like it's explaining a data set ID. Is that correct?
That's right.
So you're adding the explanation for what the M signifies, which is that the M signifies that the data were collected at Mars, or you're putting it in the correct order, rather.
Yeah.
And the APXS is the instrument. Okay, so it's reordering a sentence, basically, to make it consistent with the order of the data set ID. I think that's it.
And again, I apologize for being so late on this.
We're all scrambling to get through these things. Okay, go ahead.
If I were being my usual picky self, I would say the first two actually qualify for 1137 because they're, substantive changes, even though I doubt that anybody would really quarrel over them.
Okay, I've got no problem with that. I can call the first 2 points liens on 1137 and the other points liens on 1118. No objection from me.
Okay.
We'll just have to make that clear when we're voting on it. Okay, does anybody have any further questions, objections to anything that we're suggesting here before we go ahead and vote on these? Okay, then in order to try and make this clear as mud, we're going to vote first on 1118. This is version 4 with the additional liens of updating the discipline node DNs thing, making planetary data systems singular, fixing the date value, and reordering the sentence that describes the data set ID. Those are the liens against 1118. Ron, are you up for taking a roll call on the vote?
Nope. Your turn.
Okay, well then hang on a second. Let me get my list.
Well, because your list completely differs from mine, so I have to reorganize everything.
Well, you can go through and call the nodes out if you want. Would that be easier?
Sure.
Okay, why don't you do that then?
Well, I have to find it. I wasn't prepared. It's not my fault.
Or just go through the list and I'll write them down.
Okay. Then, let's see. Atmospheres. We don't have atmospheres here, so that's absent. Geo.
Add. Approve. Whatever.
Okay, so Susie is approved. Imaging. Chris, are you on board?
Elizabeth?
Yeah.
I literally just signed on.
Oh, gosh. Is
my
Patty
apologies.
Still around or is she gone already?
No, she's gone. I apologize. So just getting oriented, I'll have to abstain on this.
Okay. All right. Imaging. Who comes after imaging? I'm probably missing somebody, but PPI.
It's Geo.
No, we got Geo already, didn't we? Okay. PPI?
I guess approve.
Okay.
For are we doing both 118?
No, we're just doing 118 with the liens right now. Rings.
Approve.
Okay, radio sciences.
Approve.
Okay, so Dick approve. Small bodies.
Approve.
Okay, who's voting? Was that Ann?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And who am I missing? 1, 2, 3, Nafe. Horace?
Yes, I don't count anymore. You missed me.
I'm sorry.
I approve.
Approve. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and that leaves engineering. Ron, do you have any objections?
No.
Okay, then approve. All right. Okay, so that covers 1118 with the liens. Now, then, let's go ahead and do 1137 as well.
No, you've got to go to management council.
Yeah. And I'd
oh,
like
I'm
to
sorry. Good point, good point, good point. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Horace, you were about to say something.
Yeah, it's Mitch.
Mitch, go ahead.
Philosophically, I'm trying to think that management council would care about substantive changes, not about typos.
Hmm.
I thought that was why we broke these into two. I don't see why this would have to go to management council for 1118.
What does Dick recommend?
Management council approved both documents. I don't think the tech group really has the prerogative of telling management council it edits can be made without going to management council.
And I think the other issue is that although we've been sweeping all of the typographical changes into 1118, 1118 started out as being the reconciliation of the archive document.
Yeah, and that's still the main point.
So that's still a fairly significant change.
Okay. I'll roll on that, but I think that maybe at a management council we ought to raise the question, once the management council approves the document and turns it over to the tech group to disseminate, who then has responsibility for minor edits and corrections, things like typos and obvious changes like the rings node relocation? Because
yeah.
I don't think that – I think that there should be some option there for the tech group to be able to deal with the minutia without having to check back with Mother.
Right, but in fact, they've never turned it over to us.
This will teach them.
All right. Okay, I've got that question noted down. Okay, let's go through and vote. ATM, again, is absent. Geo, this is on whether or not to send it to the MC or direct implementation.
Send to MC.
Okay, imaging?
To MC.
Okay, NAIF?
MC.
PPI?
MC.
Rings?
MC.
Radio sciences?
MC.
Small bodies?
MC.
And engineering, I'm going to say MC. Okay, now, 3-1137. This is voting to approve with the two liens consisting of changing the location of the rings node and changing mission archive coordinator in the APG to mission archive scientist.
Isn't 1137
yes.
Typos?
No, 1137 has substantive changes.
This is now, do you want to summarize what the changes were there?
I'll have to bring it up.
This was changing some examples. This was, we dropped some keywords from one of the examples.
I guess they kind of got inverted from their SCR
titles.
Yeah,
they did. You're right. But yes, okay, we dropped 7 keywords that there was some question as to whether or not they were compliant. There was the addition of a keyword that should have been paired with an existing keyword. I'm just going off the top of my head here. Dick, do you have the list?
But that was in the, like, example label, right?
Yeah.
Or the,
yeah, and then in the PAG, we changed awkward wording in section 6.4 on relatively small PI-led missions.
Right.
Cleaned it up.
Want me to list the keywords that are part of the neither required nor optional?
Yeah, we since discovered that they actually are optional because PSDD was included optionally, but it was still felt that since Rita and Mike had already weighed in and said that it was okay to drop them, that we should just leave them out.
Well, the problem is they're in the data dictionary, but not in the standards reference. It's mean, standard deviation, minimum, maximum, pixel saturation value, saturated pixels, pixel geometry correction flag. And then offset was included, but scaling factor, which usually goes with it, was omitted, so we're going to put it in.
You had the inconsistent example where you had AFCR in the example in the text describing MER1 or vice versa. I guess it was vice versa.
Right.
Yeah. And then you wanted to get that fixed.
And then the PEG had a paragraph which was a little bit hard to read. So it's not a lot of changes, but they're a bit different from typos.
Okay.
I'm ready to vote on this one.
Okay, so again, this is approved with the lien consisting of the first 2 points of Mitch's 1118, which was the location change and
coordinator becomes a scientist.
Right. Thank you. Okay, let's go through ATM again, absent. Geo.
Approve.
Okay, imaging.
Approve.
Okay, NAIF.
Approve.
PPI.
Approved.
Rings.
Approve.
Radio sciences.
Approve.
SBN.
Approve.
And engineering, approve, unless you've got an objection, Ron?
Nope.
No, okay. Okay, finally, on 1137, do we send it to the MC or direct implementation? Geo.
I'll follow Dick's recommendation. I really don't want to bother them with typos, but he's right that it's their document, so it should go to MC.
Okay. Imaging?
I guess I'm on the same court, so MC.
Okay, Nave?
MC.
PPI?
MC.
Rings?
MC.
Radio sciences?
MC.
SBN?
MC.
And EN, MC. Okay, good. I got those two out of the way. Dick will be very, very, very relieved.
Yeah, I'll get you the updated versions later today.
Oh, you better send them through Ron, given the problems
we've
had.
Yeah,
I
know.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, now where did my agenda go? There we go. All right, on to 1126, multiple occurrences of the same keyword in an object valid or not. Todd, you're now the lead on this one.
Mm-hmm. I'm following the lead of the previous lead.
Okay.
My window of opportunity to work on a lot of this stuff closed, and I'm having trouble getting back to it. So
all
no
right,
progress
so
on that.
No update on that one. That's fine. Okay. 1127, same thing?
Yeah.
All right. What else have we got here? 1130, update line and sample display direction. Okay, where are we at on the vote on that one?
I think we voted that it was okay pending some changes. And I
yeah, we've been doing an email vote on this one, and it looks like 5 nodes have voted. So I could go
really?
Through and collect the votes from the other nodes right now. Atmospheres is not present. Imaging. This is on the, yeah, the line and sample display direction keywords.
Yeah, Elizabeth, sorry I didn't respond. I would approve or the yes on that.
With a yes on that. And what about MC?
I guess I wouldn't see it necessary.
Okay. You know what? I need to write this down. Hang on. So we're on 1130. Okay, so imaging would be approve, no MC. Okay. Too many windows open. Okay, imaging, who else does that leave us? PPI. Did you get a chance to look at this?
Yeah, I did, just before the telecon. I would say, you know, approved and MC vote unwarranted.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to go to MC.
Sounds good. So PPI, approve, no MC. Who am I missing then? Small bodies.
Yes.
Okay, did you want to register a vote now or take some time and do this online or what?
I'm sorry, I'm upgrading a system while this meeting is going on. Can you remind me what you're talking about?
Sure. This is the SCR that is updating the definitions for the line and sample display directions to make sure that when one keyword is included in a label, the other keyword is also included.
Gosh, are we still talking about that?
The issue was that we had made the appropriate changes to the data dictionary, or the last version of the SCR made the appropriate changes to the data dictionary but forgot that there were some changes that needed to be made to the standards reference. So the current SCR has...
So this is just catching up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not terribly worried about that.
Okay, so SBN, so you approve, and what about
mm-hmm.
MC? Does it need to go to the MC?
I wouldn't think so.
No, okay. Am I missing anyone? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay, it's just ATM is not present, so... All right, so that one passes. All right. Back to the agenda. Here we go. 1130-1135, PDFA is a potential replacement for text documents. Lyle is actually the lead on that, but he's not here. Todd, has there been anything further on that one?
Not really. I guess others have been trying to do some testing and evaluation and had some problems. I think a question was left on me is, how did I actually generate PDFAs? And I haven't had time to respond to that email. So
okay. So
we're kind of
with some problems. Question for Todd about how to generate. Okay, so that's basically where it's at right now.
That's where it's at.
Okay, sounds good. 1137 we just voted on, so we're done with that. Okay, then I guess the next thing on the agenda then was finishing off the list of SCRs that we'd gotten most of the way through a month ago. I just sent out before the telecon the spreadsheet, the revised spreadsheet that now just contains the list of active SCRs plus the ones that we haven't decided on.
There is no key for the lurid colors you've used.
Yes, I know, and I'm sorry about the colors. I was just trying to find something that was...
That was great.
Okay, the yellow are the new ones. The pink ones are the ones that basically needed further input before we could make a decision about whether or not to move them to PDS4.
Right.
None of which I believe we've done the necessary work to figure that out yet. And then the ones down at the bottom in orange are the ones that we did not get time to get to last.
What kind of file is this? I've just got a bunch of bits.
Oh, it's an Excel spreadsheet. Did the attachment not come through correctly?
No, it came through correctly. My machine can't handle it.
Okay.
Anne, what's up with that?
Well, that's why I'm in the middle of changing a machine, in the middle of a telecon, in the middle of the week.
Life, yeah.
All right.
Elizabeth, I like the colors. They're my daughter's favorite.
Oh, dear. Maybe that's where my influence came from. I got three daughters around now. Liking those kinds of colors. All right. Okay, do you want me to just plunge in where we left off?
Yeah.
Or do we need to, I'm sorry, was that a yes or a no? Or?
Yes, I think so. You're just going to start with, what do we want to do with 1018, right?
1018, that's right. And I probably should have contacted Emily to find out whether there was any changes necessary still to this table. This was an SCR that was originally submitted by Valerie Henderson. And I think the biggest issue, if I remember, and this is going completely off of my memory from years ago, is that we needed, it had something to do with the name field, that we didn't have enough flexibility for international names or something like that. Take the approved off the list. Let me see if the...
Well, the PERS info is...
There is no SCR online. I mean,
yeah.
The number...
There's a text document here.
It's a text document.
Add the following. Okay, I think, did we just have a last name, or what was the issue? What do we have right
now?
Yeah,
there was a full name and a last name, and the recommendation was to create a first name, middle name, preferred name, title, and then add elements like personal information.
Yeah. Now, this is all dealing with catalog changes, which I think the lead we've taken so far is that we would prefer not to deal with these under PDS3, unless there's an urgent driver. Personnel information.
The request is driven by the subscription manager and the phone book.
Yeah.
Do we have any problems with those?
Not that I've heard of. And again, I probably should follow up with Emily, but there's certainly been nothing talked about in staff meetings here or anything in terms of some urgent issues. This has not been implemented. We've got a full name, a last name, and that's it currently in the personnel information object. My recommendation, given that this is a catalog change and I haven't heard any urgent problems with this lately, is that we push this off to PDS4. I can follow up and double check with Emily to make sure it's not a problem, but
I think we reject this.
You think we should just reject it outright? Ron, have you heard anything recent about this?
This is really, really old.
It is. It is very old, yeah.
And I actually thought it had been, the issue had went away. But I'm really surprised we're talking about it.
It's probably been sitting in there parked for a long time. I don't even know what the formal status on it is.
I'm inclined to suggest just throwing it away and making a note somewhere in your PDS4 to-do list to check that the personnel info that we request under PDS 4 is adequate to ask.
Okay. All right. We've got then a motion on the table to reject this one. Anybody have any other concerns before we go ahead with it?
You want to reject it?
Yeah.
There. Are you sure you understand it well enough to reject it?
Yes.
Okay.
And the operative thing is that it was submitted in June of 03.
Sure, absolutely.
This fits your criterion.
Absolutely. I'm merely asking because I'm typing configuration files as the meeting is going on. I really am changing systems in real time.
Okay, so table 18, here we go. Then, okay, so ATM we have is absent. Okay, so the vote here is to reject 1018 outright. We will, I guess, send to Steve a notification just to make sure that we're handling names, that we have adequate keywords to handle full names and international names and everything under the PDS-4 model. Okay, let's see, Geo.
Reject.
Reject. Imaging?
Reject.
Okay, you think NAIF?
Reject.
PPI?
Reject.
Let me see, Rings?
Reject.
Radio Science?
Abstain.
Abstain. SBN?
Reject.
Reject. And Ian, Ron, do you have an opinion?
Mm-hmm.
No. Reject. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, that's everybody. All right, 1018 is now gone. Okay, let me write down before I forget. Send note to Steve to make sure it's adequately your PDS-4. Okay, great. All right, 1012, Target Name Resolution Service. Ann, this is an ancient one of yours.
I thought it was just a placeholder.
It is, basically. But I think you understood best what the issue was. I'm not sure I could adequately summarize that.
Well, it basically had to do with developing an interface between the engineering node catalog and our cross-identification database to allow users to search on target, small body target names that they knew to try to find the actual data in the catalog.
Okay. Strikes me that this is the kind of problem that we definitely want to solve under PDS-4.
Sure.
Is this something
that... There's no point in starting on it now.
Okay. So I'm going to recommend that we then move this to PDS-4.
Fine.
Any objections?
Only that it's not an SCR. It's not a standards change request.
Correct, but I'm happy to hold it in the queue just as a placeholder, as a note, basically, on a change that needs to be made to PDS-4.
I think that you could add a problem statement, just what Ann just said, so that we'd have something ever we stumbled across it again.
But isn't this kind of like 1018, which we just dealt with? I mean, it's really a functional aspect of the system and not a standards change.
It could involve changes to the standards.
And
I think that's part of it.
It shouldn't involve changes to the standards. That would be the wrong way around.
Okay. My biggest concern here, as with previous ones, is where do we hold this information? I'm concerned that if we completely drop it off the list, that it gets lost.
Well, we hold it in that list that you were going to put that note about.
To Steve?
The personnel. Yeah, personnel information.
I'm not entirely confident that those things get held onto, but I will... all right.
But I think, too, that in general these things percolate back up if they're real issues. They don't really disappear. They just resurface.
Okay. Let me put it this way, then. My personal recommendation is that we change this to PDS-4. I'm hearing one or two other recommendations that we go for reject on this one. I'm willing to put that out for a vote. Are there any objections in terms of going ahead and voting on rejecting this right now?
Maybe just a little more context for me, anyway. It does seem like a functionality type thing, as Todd said. But restate, Elizabeth, what you're saying about how it might be a PDS-4 issue?
The main issue is for me is simply a tracking issue. That as long as we leave this as an SCR under PDS-4. I am confident that we've got that list held in a database somewhere where we're not going to lose the issue. The alternative is to send an email to Steve letting him know that this is something that needs to be dealt with under PDS-4. And you're heavily involved in the PDS-3 data model thing. Is this something that you'll be taking to carry the lead on in terms of making sure it gets addressed under PDS-4?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand a thing you just said in that last question because you're breaking up.
I think somebody's typing too hard.
Is this an issue that you care about enough that you will be making sure it gets addressed under PDS-4?
I don't know.
It's better if it gets remembered by saving it rather than having to remember to bring it up again.
Well, yeah, I guess. The amount of confidence that I have that this problem will ever be addressed is very close to zero.
That it will be or should be?
That it will be. It should have been addressed years ago.
Okay. I think it's far more likely to get addressed if it's sitting in a database rather than if it's just floating around in email land.
Yeah. Elizabeth, you answered my question earlier, so I'm ready to vote if you're voting.
Okay.
I guess I'll just make one more statement. Why can't we start another database with these types of, you know, feature issues in it rather than throwing them in as a pseudo SER?
I thought we already did. I thought we had somewhere divided up the stuff that were actually standards changes and those that were features or implementation related.
I think the problem is that the latter database or whatever that you guys are talking about is rather amorphously defined. So it's...
Okay, then let me say something slightly differently. We throw this in as a PDS-4 SCR as a placeholder to make sure that this action gets taken. It hurts us not at all, and it keeps Elizabeth from having to build another database that is really tracked properly. Eventually, it won't. We'll work on PDS-4, and we'll say, okay, this isn't really an SCR. This goes over here.
Thank you. I like that summary.
You're going to cheat and take advantage of a system, and it's going to be out of sight, out of mind for a year for the rest of us, and why do we care?
Oh, you're optimistic.
Basically.
Okay. I'm ready to help Elizabeth now.
All right.
Ask us to vote for its disposition and give us three choices. The choices are PDS-4, kill it altogether, or I want to have more discussion.
Okay. Well, and the latter would essentially be PDS-3.
Yeah.
Is that an okay summary? So it's PDS-3, PDS-4, or reject are your options. All right. Atmosphere absent. Geo.
So abstaining is not one of my options?
I'm sorry. Abstaining is an option. Yes, go for it.
I just feel like I don't know enough about it.
We may need to have a runoff election here, but go ahead.
Abstain.
Okay. Imaging.
PDS-4.
For NAIF.
Abstain.
PPI.
Reject on principle, but could still be persuaded.
Okay. Rings.
PDS-4.
Radio sciences.
PDS-4.
SBN.
PDS-4.
And engineering. I'm going to say PDS-4 unless Ron, have you got an objection?
No.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We just barely carried it. Okay. So it's going over to PDS-4.
Oh, you did carry it. Okay. Good. I can still hold my head up high.
All right. What's next on our list? 1010, which is resource class, was product type. I wish Steve was online. He probably would know what happened to this thing. I have a feeling this is another one of these ones that probably got implemented. Resource class. Ron, does this ring any bells with you?
What is it?
Okay. Let me see what we've got on the web, if anything. Resource class was product type. This came from Steve Joy and Joel Wilf. The PDS has identified a need/desire to be able to generically describe and catalog resources that are not already specifically defined in the PDS. These resources can include any application or system that could be used to support a PDS archive product. We do have this, don't we? Objects, resource. Let's double check here.
Well, what's
reference
the resource
resource
type?
Information. Object is used to submit information about each of the resources, web pages, FTP sites, dataset, browsers, etc., that may be used. I think this has basically been done. maybe not implemented exactly the way it's shown here, but we do have a resource information object. It's not clear to me if this is a sub-object or something else, but it's already in here.
And it's got all the same keywords.
Okay, then essentially...
Almost.
Resource ID. Yeah, you're right, it does. Resource name.
I mean, they changed online identification to resource link, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to call this one done. Okay.
Yeah,
all right, so I'll need to update the status on that one. Good. Okay, then that leaves 1009 underscored quoted values. This is Ron Joyner, Ann Rao, Mitch Gordon, and Steve Hughes. I have a vague feeling that we dealt with this already, but I am not certain.
Why are we going through these age-old SCRs? Because we're not sure of the status?
We're not sure of the status, right. It never got recorded or written down somewhere.
I think that one got killed.
Okay.
I thought that one got resolved.
I thought it got resolved, actually. Yeah, this is where we were...
There was that whole debate about... quoted and unquoted, and, you know, whether you needed to quote strings, even if so forth. Wasn't the resolution if it was string, you put quotes, regardless of content or something?
Is this some list that we're going to have a different general data type for? Is that the one?
There's a general data type of identifier and character, but I thought...
Actually, we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this has been dealt with.
If you look through some of the elements, some will say general data type identifier.
And I have a feeling this got handled in the rewrite of the standards reference that you did. Is this ringing a bell for you?
It is, but I don't think it did.
You don't
think
it did?
And I think that I took myself off this working group quite a long time ago because of basic disagreement about the direction that it was going. Unfortunately, I have no working system at the moment, so I can't actually look at anything.
Right.
Last update
was in, or last communication on it was 04.
I know.
The problem is that underscores inside quotes have no definitive interpretation.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. That is a fundamental syntactical interpretation problem. That is too complex to try to fix in PDS-3. That's my opinion. At this point, you just live with it.
Interpretation, aren't they underscores?
If they are inside quotes, they're not necessarily underscores. If they're outside of quotes, they might not actually be underscores. They might be blanks because of a substitution rule that is written in there it's complicated.
This went all the way back to the Brittany database thing, didn't it? That the original reason we used the underscores is because it couldn't handle spaces or some stupid thing like that?
That's right, yeah. And to try to clean it up now, it might have been worth the effort 3 years ago, but to try to fix it now, I don't think it's worth the effort. We've lived with it this long. We can live with it another year.
Are you saying address it in 4?
I'm saying don't create the problem in the first place when you design 4, but yeah, if that's addressing it.
Well, I think it was done. Because if you look in the data dictionary, you will find at least some elements with the general data type of identifier.
I think they had that all along. I think the problem was is that rather than I think, like, for example, some of the examples that are being used here for a general data type of identifier, you have keywords that correctly should be represented with no quotes and an underscore. Were occasionally being shown with quotes and no underscore, or even with quotes and an underscore, and that they were, in fact, invalid under the identifier general data type.
This is the kind of problem that I hope PDS-4 will make go away.
Well, and it may well. If we don't end up going with ODL, this problem may well disappear. I got mixed feelings on this one. I don't have a strong feeling whether we just reject it outright or throw it over to PDS-4 and then hope it'll go away.
I think we call it PDS-4 just to make sure that it gets addressed.
Dealt with. Okay. Okay.
If not already.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right. Any more strong opinions on this one, or should we call this PDS-4? Do you guys want to do a vote, or just are there any objections to calling this PDS-4? All right, I'm going to call it PDS4 then. PDS4, okay, down two. Change the value of the PDS version ID. Ugh. We're going to have more arguments on this one, I suspect.
Okay. It's already marked parked, isn't it?
It is indeed parked. The question is, do we park it under PDS4, which is what I would like to do. Todd, I think you were the one that had the strongest objection to that. You wanted this dealt with under PDS3 last that it came up.
Yep.
The fundamental issue when it was first raised...
Hang on just a second, guys. I'll be right back.
Sure. The fundamental issue when it was first raised was the versioning of the PDS version ID, adding something like a 3.2 or a 3.2 or something like that. My opinion on this is that this issue has been partially solved by the use of the DD version ID keyword. You can now indicate which version of the data dictionary a data set is compliant with, and therefore the urgency behind this SDR has gone away, and we should just move to PDS4. I think, Todd, why don't you present what your argument was as to why we should deal with it now? I'm sorry,
you're
I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah,
I
you're asking me to
yeah.
dredge up some old arguments that I think we've gone over a lot, and
yeah.
I kind of agree somewhat with your assessment that the PDSDD version ID thing addresses it to some extent, but I think at this point I would recommend parking, calling it a PDS4 issue.
Okay.
That these... Well, mainly because I don't think we're going to address it in any shape or form in PDS3.
Okay.
But I think in long term we need to make sure that our versioning schema
under
PDS4 is something that is much more useful.
Yeah. Okay. So. No argument from me there. Okay. The recommendation then is to make this a PDS4 issue. Are there any objections? Good. Okay. 3-0011, multiple instances of the mission alias name.
It doesn't even have a problem summary.
I know. There's nothing on this one. I have a feeling this was one that I submitted way back when on Mars Pathfinder. And the problem was that the name of the mission got changed a number of times. So at that point, because it was in a catalog object, the mission alias name was only allowed to be single-valued. And I needed a multi-valued value. I have no clue how I resolved that on Pathfinder. I don't even know whether the catalog objects allow multi-valued keywords. Ron, would you know?
Uh-uh.
And that may well get into how the system is set up in terms of the various links on the public interface, in the dataset catalog. I don't think this is an issue we're going to solve under PDS3, if it's still an issue at all.
Right. I doubt it's an issue, and if it is, isn't it addressed somewhat through the single occurrence of element SCR, multiple versus single?
With the added complexity that it's a catalog object, or
right.
that it's present in a catalog object,
right.
yes. I mean, technically, all PDS elements are allowed to have multiple values. But whether or not that rule is correct in practice on catalog objects is not clear.
Well, it seems reasonable that a mission might have more than one alias.
I think the issue gets into is the system set up to handle that if it should appear.
Right.
Yeah, so this is, in a sense, sort of an implementation or even a system issue. Okay, my recommendation is to call this PDS4 with me following up and asking some questions about how this is currently handled if it wasn't to become an issue. I guess any objections on that?
No objections, Elizabeth, but I don't know if it's relevant to the alias name, but it seemed like there was an issue with Clementine on mission name being used sort of inconsistently, so maybe you can make a note of that.
Okay, I'm going to have to call you back and get the details on that.
Yeah, no problem.
At some point or send...
Just a note, we'll touch base on that.
Okay, so 3-0011, mission alias. Okay, so we're going to go to PDS4. Any objections on moving this to PDS4? Okay.
Only that maybe a little more information on the
okay, well,
what
then
the
you know what we
is.
Can do? We've done that for a couple of the others. We said tentatively we're going to call it PDS-4, but I'm going to get some follow-up. I'm going to go do some research, and I'll come back and let you guys know whether or not that, in fact, is what we want to do.
Or just like how you described the problem as you understood it, as being text that's in the page, you know, in the SCR page.
Okay. So follow-up on system problems, Elizabeth, to populate problem summary. Talk to Chris regarding potential Clementine issues. Okay, sounds good. Okay, so, but fundamentally we're going to call that PDS-4. Where did my Excel spreadsheet go? There it is.
I have a general question.
Sure.
We have certain features and capabilities and stuff in the existing system. When you go to engineer a new version of the system, say PDS-4, how is that being captured? I mean,
I would guess that Dan has a category for that. I'm not familiar enough with the overall process.
I guess there's implicit requirements that get carried from the old system to the new.
Yeah, and knowing Dan, I would bet that they're being captured as explicit requirements as well. Unfortunately, Steve's not online. He could probably answer that for us. And
if they are doing that, aren't things like this just requirements against the new system?
They might well be, and that may be the place to put it. Let me read a further note. Should this be, I don't know what, forwarded to Dan as requirement
and
for
I,
a new system?
I mean, wouldn't it be true that these SCRs that we're pushing off to PDS-4 are simply going to be restated as requirements?
They may well be. And I think, again, my feeling is when we're capturing these as PDS-4, as I say, they're being held in the database. It's the kind of list that I can be handing off to Dan and Steve of further issues that we need to address. I know Steve's already got a long issue, a long list of issues, and these are the kinds of things that, again, I can just make sure that he's got on his list, make sure that they're being addressed. Again, I think part of this whole exercise is just to help us clean things up so that we know what things need to go where and that we can then make sure that all the issues are being dealt with under their appropriate categories, whatever. Yeah, but anyway, I'll make sure this one gets mentioned to Steve and or Dan. Okay, 3-0010, delivery object. Not a clue.
Mm-hmm. I move we reject this.
We have a thing called release object. Maybe that was the result of this.
I wonder. Or is this something about the NSSDC interface?
I think.
Well, in either
case, that's not how I would interpret it. But
you know, we could reject this on the grounds that it's just too poorly defined. Unless I've got something called a delivery object in my directory here. Let me do one last quick check. 3-0010. I don't even have a directory for it.
All I can see on the web page are the two words delivery object.
Yep. There's one other place I can check. If you guys will give me just a quick second. Where in the world was that? That was, what was the name of that old database we had under, was it Bug Zero?
Oh, Bugzilla. It was Bugzilla.
Bugzilla, yeah.
Oh, man, it looks like the server's not even up anymore. Okay, that might have been the only other place I had any information on it. But, okay, I move to reject this on the grounds that it's too ill-defined. Do we want to do a roll call vote, or do you guys want to do a...
Ask if anybody objects.
Anybody objects to rejecting 3-0010? Okay, rejected by unanimous consent. Okay, 3-0009, coordinate system.
This is the same.
Yeah.
I guess we need a coordinate system.
Well, and this actually was, I'm guessing this harkens back to early, Mars Pathfinder time when we had that and the following missions. There was some changes going on in the coordinate systems that were being used on Mars, and we needed better mechanisms for defining which coordinate system was being used and aligning the coordinate systems. I think this was partly driven by our interfaces and the desire to be able to do searches across missions. that had used slightly different coordinate systems.
Elizabeth?
Yep.
And what you just described, there's been a lot of development going on within imaging related to the coordinate systems.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if this is handled completely outside of standards, basically, that it's more a system, you know, that there's additional capabilities that have been added. As long as you've got the core keywords in the labels that you need to identify which coordinate system was used, you should be okay.
I don't think there's a problem there. It's just a matter of we're coordinating the coordinate.
What would be your recommendation then, Chris, on this one?
Well, I guess I'm not sure, except I don't think it's a standards change request issue.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I'm not sure there's really anything that needs to be done in terms of standards at this point.
And at the same time, you know, imaging and maybe others have really done a lot of development. We've developed a database to centralize or to make a universal coordinate system, even with the existing system. So
yeah.
I think that functional part for the PDS as a whole is being addressed.
Okay, then my recommendation would be to reject this. Again, send a note, although here I'm now taking the opposite position I did earlier.
I wouldn't even send a note. Elizabeth, I don't.
Yeah.
Unless something I don't see, all I've got is an SCR-009 coordinate system.
There's nothing. I know, there's nothing further. I'm basing this on memory.
Yeah, and so I think this falls actually in the category of the other one. We just don't have enough information to work with anymore. This has died.
Okay.
Deter it. Throw some sand on it.
Okay. Does anybody object to rejecting this? Okay. And I should note that ATM is absent on both of these. Okay, 3-0006, dataset, terse description, and archive status. Okay, I think the issue here was not one that we didn't approve it, but that it never got fully implemented. All of the nodes were expected to go through all of their dataset catalog objects and provide a dataset terse description. And at one point, there was somebody that got hired by the then central node to go through and write descriptions for those that didn't exist, et cetera, et cetera. I think this is an issue we were all very, 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 very tired of at one point.
And it seems to me that in the last year or so, Emily sent out an email to various nodes saying, here are a list of your data sets for which I don't have a terse description.
Okay.
I don't know whether she actually got that resolved.
You know, I think at this stage, I'm going to call that an ops issue and say that the SCR itself has been closed. Because, I mean, all of the hooks are in there in terms of the standards changes. It's an issue now of the nodes and the ops team getting these things populated. Any objection to me handling it that way, just basically calling it done? Okay, so 3-0006, update to implemented, remaining updates to be handled by node and ops team. Okay, we're at the end of the list, at least my list, unless anybody else has got any others that they're not aware of, or that they are aware of, I should say. It's kind of hard to vote on the ones we're not aware of. I think everything else basically should be normally proceeding through the queue. Okay, I guess the final issue, and I don't know whether you guys want to do this or not, is I took another crack at rewriting our SCR criteria, and it's fairly significantly different from Ann. I was a little hesitant to send that out, but I don't know whether you guys want to just go through it and throw rocks at it or whatever.
I haven't seen it. Where is it?
It came out. It was sent at 8:47 a.m. this morning.
Oh, I don't have access to email until the system switch is complete.
Okay. Okay.
I think we should put that one off for another meeting.
Put it off for another week? Okay, and that'll give you guys a chance to read through it. What I can do is I can also post this on the blog, and that'll provide a place for you to comment. I'll let you guys read it. And like I say, feel free to throw rocks. Okay, then basically I think we're done, unless anyone had any further issues. The next telecon would be on the 18th, if I am correct. I haven't got a calendar in front of me.
The 18th is 2 weeks from today.
Okay. Any major conflicts with that date?
No.
Okay, so 6:18. All right, then I think we're basically done. Okay. All right, we'll talk to you folks in 2 weeks. I will send out the one SCR for an email vote, and other than that, I think that's the only major follow-up thing. Okay, great. You guys take care.
Excellent. You too. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay.